may I be of the first to welcome back home Dr. Haley W. Murphy, named the Detroit Zoo's first female director in its 93-plus year history. The handoff from the director, CEO Ron Kagan, who's had a great 28-year run, will happen November 1st. And when I say welcome back home, I know that she is now at Zoo Atlanta in Georgia. But as I understand it, Dr. Murphy, you spent your summers in Detroit as a child. Welcome back home.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I'm thrilled and honored to be moving back to the Detroit area and leading such a prestigious organization. I can't tell you how excited I am.
We do have a great Detroit Zoo, and that didn't come easy. That was a lot of work with Ron Kagan and his team. And I'm just wondering, when we note that you are the first female director and CEO in its history, are there many female zoo directors and CEOs around the country, or are they lagging behind the men at this point? And why?
Well, that's a great question. There aren't that many women CEOs at zoos, and I think it's just a reflection of the bigger society. I'm hoping that with this trend and with me being appointed to such a large and well-known zoo, that the trend starts to move. We're moving that needle. I think that women have tremendous contributions to make, of course, to science and the environment and the community. So I'm super excited to be representing, hopefully, the new wave.
Well, we were talking about that earlier, and you are a doctor of veterinary medicine. And I'm wondering, in that field, how many women there are and how many men there are. I don't know why I'm kind of leaning toward there might be more female doctors of veterinary medicine than men, but I have no way of knowing. I have no idea. Do you know?
There is definitely more females in veterinary medicine than men. That shift happened, probably over 20 years ago. And as far as women leaders in veterinary medicine, that is also starting to shift. So very proud of that. I think that, women just have a lot to bring to the table in science. And I think that we need to change that outlook. You know, people don't think of women as scientists as often as they should. And that, you know, given the chance to lead this organization, which is so based in science and nature, it's just absolutely a great opportunity to highlight the strengths that we can bring.
Well, your experience is now well over 30 years of zoo experiences, and I can't even imagine how different it was 30 years ago. The whole philosophy of zoos and of the animals and how they're kept and cared for, that has changed dramatically, hasn't it, in 30 years, Doctor?
It sure has, and for the better, for sure. And I'm so looking forward to building on the strength that Ron Kagan has brought to the Detroit Zoo. You know, they're so well known for animal welfare and humane care and humane education, and that's really what attracted me to this position, besides the amazing community, the diverse community, and the Detroit area, which I have so loved being a part of for many, many years. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, Ron took great stands along the way. He's been a frequent guest on this program, as I hope you now will be. And he would even not have certain animals that he felt should not be held in captivity under the conditions they might be in a zoo. So that was pretty interesting way back when, and he was kind of the spear tip on that kind of thinking with these zoo animals.
He was, and thank goodness, because that was really a tipping point for many other organizations and zoos throughout the country. So I really applaud him for that, and he got a lot of attention, both positive and negative. But I think that the positive won out, and I am certainly going to continue that tradition. I think it's very important to do the best. If we're going to have these animals in zoos to serve the purpose of connecting people to nature, they deserve the very, very best care. And I know that Detroit Zoo does that already, and I'm happy to continue that tradition.
Veterinarian Dr. Haley W. Murphy, the Detroit Zoo's first female director, The handoff from Ron Kagan happens November 1st. She is preeminent and well-known, one of the nation's leading experts, for example, in guerrilla cardiac health, served as the director of the Great Ape Heart Project that most of us probably didn't even know existed.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. It's a great project, and you know, I'm looking forward to transferring that project to the Detroit Zoo. And yes, great apes do suffer from heart disease, and we can learn a lot from humans to help them, kind of the opposite paradigm that we're used to. So very proud of that project and very, very happy and proud that the Detroit Zoo will now be the home base for that project.
Dr. Murphy, what do you see as the most important parts of your new job?
Oh, God. I'm a little overwhelmed right now, but I think keeping that connection to the community. You know, the zoo has such an incredible impact, both economical, recreational, educational impact to the community, that I will take that on and hopefully strengthen that. You know, it's a very valuable organization locally, regionally, and nationally and internationally. So it will be my honor to continue that. And I'm so looking forward to moving myself and my family to such a culturally diverse community.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family while we have a moment here.
Yeah, we're so excited to be coming. So my husband's also a veterinarian, so that's fun. He does the more traditional animals, though, the dogs and cats. And then my mother lives with us, and she is very thrilled to be coming back in that direction. She's British by birth, but grew up really in upstate New York and the Detroit area over the summers. And my kids are both in college out of state, so they'll be home for the summers and looking for work. So Paul, if anybody out there wants some older teenagers for the summer,
some bright older teenagers, we'll find
right.
A job. We look forward to welcoming your entire family back to Detroit, where you used to spend your summers as a child, and we congratulate you and look forward to many conversations. Dr. Haley W. Murphy, named Detroit Zoo's first female director, the handoff coming November 1st from Ron Kagan. Thank you, Doctor. I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you. So do I. It's going to be great.
It is indeed, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.